Hello, it's Christine. I'm sitting with Fred Greenwood in my front room, and I've plied him with coffee. I've plied him with some homemade lemon drizzle cake, and he's had two slices. And I'm hoping now that he's going to tell us some tales about your exploits in the Royal... What was it, Royal...
Postal Branch of the Royal Naval Reserve.
The Postal Branch of the Royal Naval Reserve. I didn't know there was one, Fred. Like, what got you into it?
I don't know. I think somebody... I joined it in 1970 when I'd been working at the post office about 18 months and somebody mentioned it. So I thought I'd give it a go, and I spent the next 20 years going for a fortnight or a month to mainly to Germany. BFPO, I can't remember what it was, 34 or 43, but it was Dusseldorf. We used to go every year, and the army lads used to sort of move out and we'd move in.
So you were the postmaster in Hebden Bridge?
No, I worked for the post office in Hebden Bridge.
In Hebden Bridge?
Yeah.
And you were, for a fortnight per year?
Yeah.
You were drafted out to help the soldiers, was it the army in that was stationed in
Dusseldorf
in Germany? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when it was in the days before telephones and things like that, I presume, was it the phones, but
oh yeah,
but not the mobile, and
we
not
just
the...
all the mail from the Western Rhine squadron, the place, the BFPO places in Germany, used to come to Dusseldorf. And we used to sort it out, and it was mail that was the soldiers had posted in Germany, and they were sending it back home, you see. And we used to sort it going that way, and then the night shift was sort it going back the other way. So
So your geography would have to be pretty good, wouldn't it?
But it was reasonable.
Yeah. And of course it was postcode, wasn't it?
Just about the time the postcodes were starting, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And a lot of them didn't use postcodes in them days, you see.
London had postcodes, didn't it?
Can't remember now.
I think London was one of the first places where, you know, they put it on the street signs and stuff like that. You know, the road signs, they put Northwest... or something like that.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
they did,
yeah.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
So. Somewhere I've only been twice is London. I'm not a fan.
No. but for a fortnight,
yeah.
It sounds as though you had rather a good time. Was it just you or what?
Well, after the second year, there was about a dozen of us got together, and we went together every year.
All from round here? Or?
Oh, no, there was no one from round here, only me. Lads from Exeter and King's Lynn and Stockport and all over the country, really. But I used to really enjoy it, I did.
And where did you stay?
Stayed in the barracks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were in your normal postal uniform, were you?
No.
Oh. Well, no. What?
We were Navy staff. We were in Navy uniform.
Oh, right. So what did you have to wear? What was it?
The ordinary Navy gear for sort of working inside.
Right.
And, you're just doing your ordinary mail work, but instead of doing it in the Royal Mail Office, you were doing it in British Forces BFPO 34, I think it was.
It sounds like a really jolly holiday.
Oh, dear. And we used to, of course, we'd load the wagons up, and you'd get a trip out every day to various BFPO offices. Innsbruck and Gütersloh and Rheindahlen and various other places like that, delivering the mail. Yes, I enjoyed it.
And of course, a lot of that will have diminish now with,
I think
with modern
finished.
Communications.
I think it's finished completely, yeah.
And the Army of the Rhine, in our the British involvement in Germany's really diminished.
I think a lot of the BFB offices will have closed down now.
And what happened about postage going to submarines and ships that, you know, that were they wouldn't come through you, would they?
No, they'd nothing to do with us. We were just British forces, Germany, and they.
So where did they go?
They used to go to be sorted in London.
Right.
And then I think they went on to Plymouth, and it was done from there.
Because a lot of the submarine destinations for the letters, they'd be quite secret, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It wasn't something that we were involved in, really, wasn't that?
No. But it was so, all peacetime that you were...
Oh, yes. Yeah. I joined in 1970, and it was disbanded in 1990, because I have a 20-year medal somewhere at home.
So you can wear that on your suit.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, a staunch member of the British Legion.
It's, yeah, yeah. I had some good mates out of it with some... we'll all be in our 70s now, and they still have these weekends away once a year. I've never been to any, but... we have this club that we're all in, and we get a magazine once every 3 months or something. So I'll bring you one, let you have a look if you want. You probably won't understand it, but no, it was fine. I really enjoyed it. I've been lucky in that respect. I've had some good mates over the years. That was just one of them.
Yeah, but that sounds brilliant. It's like you took the opportunity, went and did it, and you got some good friends.
We got well paid for it as well.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. You got, well, it was the royal bit.
Right.
You got free holiday. When you went, it wasn't part of your holidays. It was the royal bit. You were away for a fortnight and you got paid for that as well. You got paid for being in the British forces, and you also got paid from Royal Mail as well. So you drew twice for a fortnight. And it was a good do, yeah.
It sounds smashing, does that?
It was.
Right, I've heard you talk about this quite fondly several times, but I've never really asked you in detail. It's fascinating.
Oh, I really enjoyed it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it took some drinking, I'll tell you. Well, it's all right for these young'uns.
You're going to tell us next you can't do it now. Right, on that note, it's bye-bye from Christine. Bye-bye. Thanks very much, Fred. Thank you.
Love.
Thank you.